Most precious of all meetings, June 11. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened, and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, and that thought upon his name. What a hope-inspiring picture is this, where the Lord is represented as bending down and hearkening to the testimonies borne by his witnesses. The words to which God and the angels listen with delight are words of appreciation for the great gift that has been made to the world in the only begotten Son of God. Every word of praise for the blessing of the light of truth is written in the heavenly records. Every word that acknowledges the merciful kindness of our Heavenly Father in giving Jesus to take away our sins, and to impute to us his righteousness, is recorded in the book of his remembrance. Testimonies of this kind show forth the praises of him who hath called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. The time and season are very precious. The assembled believers are in the audience chamber of the universe of heaven. They are to witness for God and the Lord Jesus Christ who gave his life for the world. What deep and grave importance is attached to these little assemblies! Jesus Christ has paid the ransom money of his own blood for their souls, and he is in the midst of them when they meet to worship God. The majesty of heaven identifies his interests with those of the believers, however humble may be their circumstances. And wherever they are privileged to meet together, it is appropriate that they speak often one to another, giving utterance to the gratitude and love that results from thinking upon the name of the Lord. Thus shall God be glorified as he hearkens and hears, and the testimony meeting will be considered the most precious of all meetings. Let all remember that angels are recording in the book of remembrance every word that vindicates the character and mission of Christ. Of those who testify of the love of God, the Lord says, "They shall be mine, in that day when I make up my jewels."